Well, good morning, everyone.
Morning.
We'll begin with a word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord. We thank you for the study of your word and what you show us in it. And Lord, as we look at the third dialogue today between you and Abram, Lord, much to learn here, it would seem, and how Abram would give up his choice to you, Lord. What will we give up? Would we give up a choice to you, or do we insist on our own first choice? And so, Lord, to just the hymn, "I Surrender All," came to mind. Not that we can ever really sing that in surrendering all, but maybe we would be willing to give up a first choice to you and to depend on you more than on self. And that's something that with your Spirit we can all do. So as we sing this song this morning, maybe just observe it and pray in our hearts that we would look to you more and look to self less. So lead us now in this time of worship and prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, there's some notes here on your notes, and so let us sing "I Surrender All," four verses. And as I mentioned in the prayer, I'm not sure it's possible for us to surrender all, but could we surrender a little bit more than we have been? And could we consider choices that we have, really emphasizing letting God to make those for us instead of insisting on making them ourselves? Because the results, as we'll see in today's study, come out a lot better if you let God make the choice than if man makes the choice. So let's sing this together, or you can listen, whichever you prefer to do. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him, in his presence daily live. I surrender all, I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Well, if you'll turn in your Bibles this morning to Genesis chapter 13, we have the third time that we have recorded in the scriptures, I believe, that God is either appearing or speaking to Abram. He still hasn't got the "ha" yet. He's not Abraham yet. He's still Abram, but he'll get that pretty soon, maybe next week or so. So today in the third account, you remember in the first account, he was given the promise that through him all nations would be blessed and so forth. And then last week we had the situation where he was spoken to by the Lord, and he appeared to him saying that I will give you this land, and Abraham built an altar. And then in the latter part of chapter 12, he went down to Egypt because of the famine in the land. And then today we're in chapter 13. He went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all he had, Lot with him. Today's study, we'll see two times that we have Lot with him, and there's a first application there. Lot was always with Abraham. Not a good idea to always be with man. Abraham was always with God. But Lot was always following Abram. Abram was following God. It's better to be following God than to follow man, right? Abram was very rich in livestock, silver, and gold, and he went on his journey from the south as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai. So the second application there is to remember your beginning. And when you get a little bit shaky in your faith or in anything else, go back to your beginning. Go back to where you really feel rooted and grounded with the presence of God. So this is where Abram is coming after he came out of Egypt, to the place of the altar which he has made there first. And then he makes the altar and what? He calls on the name of the Lord. Always good to build altars. He's a man of tents and altars. That's a good thing, isn't it? We need to keep our touch here on earth as light as possible. We're just passing through, aren't we? And then to be worshiping the Lord. Lot also went with Abram, as I mentioned before. Here it is again, had flocks and herds. Now the land was not able to support them, that they might dwell together, for their possessions were so great they could not dwell together. And another lesson for any of you who are in business with another person or in a relationship with another person, it might work well at the beginning when things are manageable, but then as things grow, then there becomes some problems. And in this case, there was so many livestock and holdings that there wasn't room for them both, so they begin to fight. And so maybe that's the time, if you're in such a situation, you give a choice to the other side, as Abram did here, and let God take care of it. There's strife between the herdsmen of Abram's stock and the herdsmen of Lot's livestock, and now we have this little statement, the Canaanites and the Perizzites then dwelt in the land. So we see here, they're in the midst of their enemies. And so there's two reasons here. Then Abram says next, please let there be no strife between you and me, between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. Is not the whole land before you? Please separate from me. So Abram wants peace in the family because it's good to have peace in the family. And he wants to have a good witness to the enemies. Not that the family of Christ is fighting, but that they're getting along with each other, right? Beautiful. What is Abram's solution to this? Is to separate. Now notice, normally you would have the inferior one or the younger one say, okay, well, Dad, in effect, you've taken so good care of me, I'll take my livestock and go out on my own now. But here is the senior one. Here is Abram actually making this statement. And he says, please separate from me. If you take the left, then I will go to the right. Or if you go to the right, then I will go to the left. How many of you would have given Lot that chance, giving up your first choice? Because Abram has been following the Lord. He's the one that left Ur of the Chaldeans. He's the one that left Haran and came down into the land. He's been very obedient to the Lord. And now instead of saying, okay, Lot, you've tagged along long enough. You know, you weren't even supposed to really be with me in a sense. I was supposed to leave my family and come up here. I'm not so sure that was totally what he would have said, but kind of along those lines. But here he says, and you go to the left if you want, I'll take the right. You go to the right if you want, and I'll take the left. That's always good to let your one you're having strife with make the decision. But what does our flesh say? Well, I don't want to do that. I don't trust that person. He'll take the best and I'll have nothing, right? Well, let's see what happens. Lot lifted his eyes and saw the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, like the garden of the Lord, like the land of Zoar, as you go forward. He does not pray. He does not have his eyes on God. He's looking at the world, right? Making his decision, what would be good for my business, really, it seems to me. There's a lot of grass here. That'll be good for my cattle. I'll get good profits. And the other way is all rocky and hilly. That's no good. We'll go down to where it's really lush. And so, verse 11, we have this tragic statement. Then Lot chose for himself. Chose for himself. Not a good idea. Let God choose. Lot chose for himself all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated from each other. So now they're separate. Abram dwells in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain, and now he pitches his tent as far as Sodom. So he's moving toward greater and greater evil in his choice, going to first what looks attractive, and now he's moving even closer to where the concentration of evil is, because it tells us, but the men of Sodom were exceedingly wicked and sinful against the Lord. Not a good idea to be moving toward that, is there? Now, look what the choice is for Abram. And the Lord said to Abram, doesn't say the Lord said to Lot, it says the Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, almost in a sense like, okay, I'm going to do even greater things through you now because you've gotten rid of maybe some of the things that were hanging on with you. The Lord said to Abram after Lot had separated from him, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are northward, southward, eastward, westward. For all the land which you see, I give to you and your descendants forever. Good choice. God's making that choice, isn't he? And I will make your descendants as dust of the earth, so that a man could number the dust of the earth, then your descendants could also be numbered. Arise, walk in the land through its length and its width, for I give it to you. And Abram moved his tent and went and dwelt by the terebinth trees of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and built an altar there to the Lord. And we see this closes with Abram again, demonstrating that he's a man of tents and a man of altars. A man of tents and a man of altars. So as we summarize here, are you willing to give your choices to the Lord? Are you going to make your choices based on what you see and how it might affect your business or whatever things that are important to you? And we see here Abram was willing to give it to the Lord and let Lot make his choice, and I'll take what's left. If the Lord's behind it, you plus the Lord is always a majority, right? No matter what. And then we see Abram, true to what he has done so far, he moves. He never did settle down. He always was in a tent all his life. He never really had any of the promised land which the Lord had promised to him, other than a plot of land he bought in Hebron for a burial place for his wife. But still, we will see that next time we'll get in his faith, accounting it for righteousness and so forth. He builds this altar there to the Lord. So as you go through today, as you go through this week, keep your touch with the world, what? As light as possible. We are in the world, but we don't want to be of the world, right? We want to be touching the world and not defiling ourselves, but healing and bringing light to darkness in the world, right? And then we want to be doing it all unto him and not unto ourselves, right? So as we remember that, I surrender all. May we surrender a little bit more today than we did before, and asking him for that help in humility and surrendering to him. Father, we thank you for this little study, this little prayer, this little dialogue between you and Abram. And Lord, we can always learn from it, and we see how you reward obedience. And Lord, we want the best you have for us, not to settle for something in between or something below where you want us to be. But there is that obedient requirement that we have. We can't just do what we want and expect you to give us your blessing, because as sin enters our lives, you've got to judge it, and you, that always separates us from you, and we don't want to be separate from you at all. So here we are this morning, Lord, to pray, and we thank you for that opportunity. Lead us now in these moments together as we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.